Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Grindstone Fitness Studio, a full-service gym offering equipment for traditional exercise like weight and cardiovascular training, as well as specialized classes. Choices include personal training, spinning, yoga, Pilates, and more. All classes taught by certified professionals. More information is available at 443-4447, Grindstone Fitness Studio, 3005 Chinaberry Drive in Columbia.
Welcome to Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher. University of Missouri Healthcare has been recognized as one of the nation's most wired hospitals, according to the 2011 Most Wired Survey released in the July issue of Hospitals and Health Networks magazine. The survey recognizes the top 100 hospitals in the country that are making progress in the adoption of health information technology. With me today is Joanne Burns, Chief Information Officer at MU Healthcare. Joanne, it's my understanding that Hospitals and Health Networks magazine is the flagship publication for the American Hospital Association. Could you tell me a little bit about the publication as well as the survey?
Sure. The American Hospital Association is a group of hospitals across the country who really get together to learn how to work and learn from each other to establish best practices in patient care and safety and quality. Hospital and Health Networks is their publication where they share these best practices and the way they get them out to everybody. The Most Wired piece is a study of hospitals across the country. It happens annually to really understand how are they using technology in their practices and day-to-day patient care experiences to improve quality, safety, the care of patients, their interaction with patients, and overall improve the experience.
And some of that health information technology that's being implemented at University of Missouri Healthcare, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. We undertook a pretty significant program, probably starting in about January of 2010, to deploy technology, and it's through a partnership between MU System and Cerner Corporation to really figure out how we're going to deploy technology, what the impact on patient care is, impact on caregivers. So we've been pretty rapidly deploying the electronic medical record. So taking that paper chart that you normally would have through using computers to be able to have it available to clinicians wherever they may be. So, for example, if a physician gets a call from a nurse about a patient changing care or a medication, the physician can pull up that chart right there and then and take a look and work with the nurse and collaborate on what's the best course of action for that patient.
What other technologies? You had mentioned something about inputting information or data.
Through the course of this, and this continues the expansion of the use of technology, we are working to take the devices that are at the bedside, so an IV pump, for example, or a ventilator or a cardiac monitor, and take that data and automatically upload it into the electronic medical record, which allows the nurse and the physician to focus more on what's the information that's in there. Let me verify it's correct, and then let me treat the patient versus actually entering all that data and doing more of a documentation kind of focus.
Right. So the physician or the nurse would have had to stop, take the time to make sure that was in the medical record,
right,
and then go back. And in this way, it's actually automatically uploading that.
Right.
Now, is it something that the nurse or the physician then check later, or is it something that's, you know, like double checked, so to speak?
Yes, yes. So the nurse definitely will check and make sure and accept those results before they become just how we're going to treat the patient. So there are double checks in place along the way so that you don't think that a computer is just taking care of the patient. Really, the computer is there to allow clinicians to really spend time and focus on the patient care. Nothing's going to replace that interaction with the patient, the dialogue, the physical exam. And that's really what we're trying to do, is give more time back to the caregivers to be able to do that.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing Most Wired status of MU Healthcare. Mm-hmm. Joanne, how's this accepted, or is it something that most people are on board with?
I will say that we had a pretty rapid deployment over the past year of a lot of new technology and computer interaction. And like with any new thing that you're going to be using to do your job, there's a period of time where there's a learning curve, and there's really tailoring the system to make sure it's working for the clinicians and the caregivers and the patients. So we've spent a fair amount of time going back and working with nurses and physicians to make sure we continue to evolve and make it better as the needs are better. So I'd say the initial period of time, there was a fair amount of learning, but everyone was engaged and involved together as a team to let's resolve the issues and do what's best for the patients. And I think that we've really made some great strides with the with all of the caregivers in the organization broadly.
You had mentioned just before we began talking that one of the questions you get is about power outages.
Right.
And tell me a little bit about that.
So everyone also worries, what happens when the power goes out? Do I lose my records? And how do we then take care of patients? We have a fair amount of backups in place to be to ensure that the system doesn't go down. If the system does go down, it's usually in a planned outage, is what we call, for an upgrade or new software implementation. And then everyone's prepared, and we've got lots of backup systems on in place, or you know, and there's documentation availability. If for some reason it goes down unexpectedly, we're prepared for that as well. And everybody knows, how do I go about going to paper while the system comes back up? So I think all of those pieces are pretty well taken care of so that patients can be cared for safely. That's always our goal with any of these systems.
You mentioned the clinician, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of how they feel about it. Are the patients aware? Is it something that's fairly seamless for them?
For the most part, it's seamless for the patients. They do see it, because one of the things that we deployed was nurses using bedside barcode administration. And what that means is, normally, and if you think about, you know, the old days, which really wasn't that long ago, nurses would come in with some pills or some IVs and just hang them or hand you a thing of pills. And for the most part, patients trusted that it was the right thing. Now the nurses actually bring a device in that scans their ID badge. It scans the patient's wristband, so that hospital ID bracelet, and it scans the medication so you can ensure it's the right medication with the right patient and the right caregiver. So the patients see that when they're being cared for and getting their medications, and it actually gives them a feeling of safety and security that it is the right thing, and there's a double check. So the nurse took the right thing, and then this is a double check. It's not replacing the nurse doing the right thing.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about is what's new, what's coming up in terms of technology, and you had mentioned one in particular, the MU Health E.
Right.
If you could tell me about that.
We started with a pilot program for how do we engage our patients in technology if they so choose, as a way to communicate with the organization and with their clinicians. So when the patients are coming into the clinics, they have the option to sign up for MU Health E, which is our portal for them to get their lab results, so they don't have to wait for that call back. They can email their clinicians or the clinic. They can request appointments. They can do a whole bunch of different things in interacting with their clinicians and MU Healthcare as an organization. That's in the process of rolling out more broadly beyond the pilot group, and we're going to be seeing in the fall a real push on that, and as a way we interact with our patients and allow them the opportunity to do so with us.
Well, that's my time for now. I'd like to thank Joanne for being my guest. For Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.